This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
Some men think that impurity is genetic, like the color of your eyes. I'm male, so that's why I have impure eyes and an impure mind. But you can't blame your roving eyes on genetics, even though men are definitely more visually oriented than women. The problem is that some men excuse themselves as victims of impure eyes and thoughts, as if that absolves them from responsibility. Do you want to know the truth? Impurity is a habit. It lives and acts like a habit. When an attractive woman in a bikini walks by your beach towel, your eyes have a habit of locking on her, sliding up and down, and seeing what you can see. When the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition arrives, you have become glued to the seductive images. Your eyes have been lingering since you discovered girls back in elementary school, but it's only a habit and not some victimizing spell. So how do you break the bad habit? You replace it with a new and better habit. Sure, it takes practice, but if you can commit to redirecting your eyes and proactively seeking God for the next 4 to 6 weeks, the old habit that seems so strong will become unnatural. Sound crazy? I challenge you to follow the lead of so many other men who have found greater levels of purity by redirecting their eyes and seeking God. Tune in tomorrow as we explore in greater detail the process of redirecting or bouncing your eyes.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.